You're nothing. Okay, let's begin, guys. Thank you very much. We're up to the sugya, the point in the sugya of the kasha on the mahalakha of Reish Lakish. But before that, I want to begin with two nakudas, I think, that are very mechudish in the whole mahalakha of this gemara. Reish Lakish had said that the case was kiblo alai kebei trei, correct? That was Reish Lakish's theory in his mahalakha. That the Mishnah by us and Chav Gimel Amarav, Chav Dal Amarav, talking about Kibbalah Kibbeh Trey, and also the Roy Bakers Kibbalah Lai, and our Sugya is Kibbalah Kibbeh Trey. Now, yesterday we said that the Chiddush of Kibbeh Trey was what? If the Gemara thought it was a Shvuah, what do we say that it was? Remember what we said? One guy, when he's Machayev a Shvuah, the Lamdus is very good, Pinchas, is that you're Machayev really Mamon, but the Shvuah is a Ptur. And therefore, the other guy doesn't have a Migu. Remember we said that? The guy who says that he took it, but it was mine, I took it Chatvi, Didi Chatvi, he has no Migu to say it wasn't, that I didn't take it, because he's against an Eid Echer. That's what the Ran and Mr. Shvuah writes in the Dape Arif Chav Tesam and Aleph. Okay? Chav Tesmav, the Ran quotes in the Dape Arif Chav Tesmav. I want to just point out, there's another possibility we could have suggested, and that is that there is a klal quoted in the Gemara Yevam that's called Makom Sheheminu Torah Eid Echad, Heminu Bo Kishnayim. The Gemara has a klal like that. Anytime the Torah believes in Eid Echad, the Torah believes in like two people. And which three areas in Halacha is that mentioned? By Eidus Isha, that a woman is, an Eid Echad is believed that a husband's dead. Number two, Egla Rufa. If an Eid Echad say he saw the murderer, he's believed like two, and we don't do Egla Rufa. And number three, by a Sota. If an Eid Echad says he saw this Nus, we don't go do the process of Megillah Sota. So those are the three areas where we have this Beferish. The question is, do you say this by an Eid Echad that's believed when he's Bechai V'Shvuah? Meaning to say that, Halacha L'maaseh, if another aid comes afterwards, do we believe that other aid? Because we just got through saying the cold phrase is called Makom Sheheminu Torah Eid Echad, Eid Echad Kishnayim. That means the guy who comes afterwards not believed. So therefore, do you say that same halacha when it comes to Shvuah? So this is what I want you to get down. It's possible to suggest, Halacha L'maisa, it is possible to suggest that when the Gemara said Kibbeh Trei, what it meant to say is that an Eid Echad that comes afterwards is not believed. So that's what I want to begin with. Okay? Again, we said Kiblu Alai Kibbeh Trei. Right? We believe the Eid Echad like he's like two. So we said vis-a-vis Shvuah, what does that mean? Eid Echad's believed in Mechayev Shvuah. So we said either it means that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamon, Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah, but we view it as if what? The Shvuah is like a what? He's really chayiv mamon, but he has a ptur. Achein, yesh ptur shvua. He has a ptur shvua, and therefore their other guy has no migu. Ain lo migu. That was the Ran and Shvuas. Okay, I don't think we identified yesterday it was the Ran and Shvuas. The other possibility that we want to say kebei trei is, when you say it's a shvua, is as follows. That anytime the Eid Echad comes in, he's believed like two. Where does it say that? I'm just going to write the phrase called Makom Shenaman Echad. He's Kare Kishnayim. Hareyu Kishnayim. That's a Mefarish Gemara and Yevamis of Dap Peches. What three areas is it said? Eidus Isha, to testify a woman, husband's dead. Egla Rufa, to not go through the process. And Eid Echad said he saw the murderer. And number three is what? Sota. You don't go through the process of Sota if Eid Echad saw this Nus. The question is, do you say it by an Eid Echad that was Mechayev Shvuah too as well? Maybe, yes, you do. And therefore, an Eid Sheni, Shaba Achrechein, is not Neman. Eino Neman. So that's the first Chiddush I want to bring out today. That there's a new possibility when the Gemara said that if it's talking about Mamon, what do you mean? The Torah passes in Eidecha. And if it's talking about Shavua, the Torah believes him like two. What does it mean the Torah believes him like two? Either number one, like we said yesterday, Halacha Lemaisa is believed like two, that Inochanami, the other guy, has no migu, and the longest of Eidecha Mechayev Shavua is really Mechayev Mamon, but the Shavua is a Ptur, and therefore the other guy on the other side has no migu. Or do you say no? Another possibility we could say, if you apply the principle of Kalmaka, Shemina, Torah, Hashanayim, by these three categories, that's Shas, do you also apply it to an Eidecha Mechayev Shavua that he's like two? So if he's like two, another guy that comes afterwards is bogus. The other guy comes after and says, not true. Forget about it. We don't ignore him. Eidecha comes and says, I owe Yosef $100. Jeremy comes an hour later and says, no. I don't. Rebbe doesn't owe Yosef a thing. We ignore Jeremy because Yosef is Kishnayim. So maybe Kishnayim meant that an Eidecha that comes afterwards is a nothing. So that's another way to view Kibbul like Kibbeh Trey. That's the Tokif. That's the Lashon Halacha L'maaseh. That's a major, major Machlokas and Rishonim. Please get down. The Ksos and Simon Pei Zayin Sifkat Ches quotes this Machlokas in the Rishonim Halacha L'maaseh. I give you another example. Do you say it by Eidecha Nema Bisurim? Do you say Eidecha Nema Bisurim? And Eidecha says this is ham. Then an hour, I say this is ham. But Jeremy an hour later says not ham. Do we say that I'm like Shnayim? That's a major machlokas in Rishonim. Do you say it by Eidecha Nema Bisurim? The Ritvan Yavamis, the Mukiyos, of course, you only say it by those three things we wrote on the board. Okay? So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. So it could be maybe you say it also by Eidecha. That's what the Ksos says, by Eidecha be Mechai Vishur. So that's the first Kiddush one to suggest today. Okay. That's regarding Kibbalah Kibbein Trey. Another Kiddush I want to point out now, okay, about Kibbalah Kibbein Trey is as follows. We keep comparing the two Mishnayos. Zeh Borer Lo'echer Chav Kimolav to the next Mishnah Chav Talu, which is what? Shloshe Ro'eh Bakar. What's our sugya talking about? At least the case of the third case in our Mishnah, Edim. What's the Mishnah talking about over there? Dayanim, right? Rashi already pointed it out. No. Rashi points out on the bottom of the Yomid. It's talking about Dayanim. Neman alav v'chliv v'dayanim kamayrim v'nekan shlosha roi bakar, right? It's talking about Dayanim. So, the Birkas Shaiyafah made a beautiful ha'arim. And he says that I understand by Edim that it can work midin, kibbalah kibbeh trey can work midin hodas baldin kibbeh Edim dami. If you say talking about Edim, then I can say, you know what? I believe this Edim like two. What do you mean you believe this Edim like two? It's midin hodas baldin kibbeh Edim dami. Hodas baldin kimei eidim domi. That's what it works on, based on. So whatever the eidim say goes. The eid says it, he has an emunas. I believe him. I'm a baldover. I'm the eid. I believe the eid. It works midin hodas baldin. The problem is when you get to dayanim, when you get to the sugya of dayanim, it's much harder to say that it works midin hodas baldin. You don't know what the dayanim are going to say. I accept this guy as a dayan. Okay, it works midin hodas baldin. You don't know what the guy's going to say. You have no idea what he's going to say, whether it's emes or not emes. What's the lomdus that it should work kibbalah in the landscape of dayanim? You want to say it works based in the landscape of edim based on hodas baldin? Okay, shkoyev, that's fine. But regarding dayanim, how does that work? You don't know what they're going to say. You follow me, Nachum? What's the mechanics that you should do kibbalah that it should work midin dayanim? So he wants to suggest, based on the Chazon Ish, that it's a something called, and this is what I want you to get down, the Rashbam in Baba Basra also said it's based on Hodas Baldin, on Kuf Chav Ches, Amud Aleph. Okay? Rashbam. I want you to get that down. Very difficult to say it's based on Hodas Baldin. Oh, that's Baldin and Dayanim, you don't know what they're going to say. Right?
That's the Chazon Ish also.
The Rashbam writes, oh, that's Baldin. So the Chazon Ish, Eli says, you know what I think it means, says the Chazon Ish? I don't think it means pure Odas Baldin. I think it means what I call Kinyan Odisa. What is a Kinyan Odisa? It's not so well known. A Kinyan Odisa is, if I want to give this white shirt to Yosef, you know what I say to Yosef? I say, Yosef, you see this white shirt? This white shirt is yours. The Marshal in Gittin Yudgim Lamanav says it's like a lie. It is a lie. This shirt's mine. But I'm giving over to Yosef through a lie. That's literally what it is. So I'm saying, Yosef, this is your shirt. So it's not pure hodas baldin. It's midin kinin odisa. So it's like al tanai. In other words, whatever the dayanim say will go. I don't know what they're going to say, but whatever they say goes. You follow me? So whatever they say goes. That's the chiddush. That's the way it works vis-a-vis Aiden. You could say it works based on hodas baldin. Dayanim, you have to say a little bit of a different mechanic, and that mechanic is what we call a kinin odisa. A kinin odisa lends itself to something more in the future, and therefore what? It's like, it's mamish like a lie. And therefore, I'm going with whatever they say. I don't care what it is they say. Even if it's not Emes. See, the Stipler is difficult with this. He claims that Hodas Baldin has to follow the regular Gedarim, Kinyonim. If it works within Kinyon, has to follow the regular Gedarim of Gidre Hodah, which is difficult. It's very difficult. If it's Chasin Namaise Kinyon, it should. If it's not Shai Hodah, then it should be Chasin Namaise Kinyon. But if we go with the Chasin Ish, you know, the Stipler was the Chasin Ish's brother-in-law. If you go with the Chasin Ish, I think it's a little bit better you can work this Gemara. That when you say it's working, we didn't kibble a lie, both the case of Adim and Dayanim. Adim is good if it's Odas Baldin. Whatever Adim says goes. So it's Medin Odas Baldin. Whatever he says goes, it works. I'm being motive. I'm being Mekabel, the guy like two. Dayanim, it's harder to say. You don't know what they're going to say. So if you formulate as a Kinyan Odisa, which is not regular Odas Baldin, it's more of a Kinyan, and whatever they say goes, I'm lying. I'm saying this shirt is yours. Whatever Dayanim say goes. Even if they're lying, whatever they say goes. So therefore, that makes it more palatable. Okay, so those are two chiddushim I want to start off here with this shot of kibbul like a vetrei. Okay, let's now see, Zach, you have? Lamaisa. Let's see the Gemara, okay? Let's see the Gemara now inside where we left off yesterday, with the after the Mahalach of Rish Lakish, okay? Let's see now of Gimel and Beis, okay? Let's see inside. What was the concept of Rish Lakish? What does Reish Lakish keep strong? Reish Lakish keeps strong Edo, right? Edo, it's A, he changed the girsa basically, or he inserted it, okay? Because Reish Lakish is of the opinion, halacha l'maisa, that when it comes to mumchen, you cannot touch what? You cannot touch the mumchen. Cannot touch the mumchen, halacha l'maisa. You cannot touch the mumchen. That was the kasha that Reish Lakish worked on. Edom are like mumchen, haki d'pasul. So it says not Edom, it's Edo. Okay, let's pick it up for Hamek Tani. Who wants to read a Gemara? Let's see. Jeremy, go ahead. Hamek Tani. Chav Gimel Omid Beis. Let's see inside. That's where we left off. I think it's the ninth line down. Hamek Tani. Go ahead. Hamek Tani Reisha.
Hamek Tani Reisha. I know the Sefer Yedav.
Oh, we got a big problem with this. Alma, go ahead.
Alma Davka Tani.
What's the big problem with this? You, Reish Lakish, have no right. Adam, let's get this. You, Reish Lakish, have no right to insert that the Mishnah was Lav Davka. That when it said Adav, it meant Lashon, it wasn't Rabin, it meant Lashon Yachid. Because the Mishnah itself makes a difference. The Mishnah, when talking about Dayanim, says a singular Dayan. And then when it talks about a Sefer, it talks about Adav, Lashon Rabin. So the Mishnah Avlis was in tune to what it meant. That's how the Gushpanke, the Malkas, Mazma, the Kash, the Gemara. But that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Don't tell me the Gemara was Lav Davka. The Gemara is Davka. One of the great Gedolei Achronim, Gushpanke de Malkin, says in his Sefer that that's what the Gemara meant. Don't tell me the Gemara meant Mishnah's Lav Davka. You see in the Mishnah that the ratio was what? Lashon Yachid in the Sefer about Eiv Lashon Rabin. Oh, so we got to come up with a whole new theory, guys. Opens a whole new door. Gabi, let's get this. So if you got it there, Amar Rebbe Lazar. There are two Mahalchim in this sugya, Reish Lakish, and we just finished Reish Lakish. Now we go to Rebbe Lazar. Go ahead.
Amar Rebbe Lazar, Bevahu.
Stop. What's Reish Lakish say? What does Reish Lakish, not Reish Lakish, what does Rebbe Lazar say?
It's
keep, exactly. Keep the Girsay Dov, but we have a case where the Baldin is coming in with someone else and he's passing the Aiden. Okay? We got that? You got that, Chlor? Now I want you to get this down, okay? There seems to be a machloikis, the Chedushi Haran and the Tur. According that says the Torah Sky. Okay? Rashi says, and this is the Pshat, what is Rebbe Lazar changing? What is Rebbe Lazar changing? Which case is Rebbe Lazar changing? He's changing only the Sefer. He's not changing the Rashi. He's only changing the sefer. This is what the Chiddush Aran says, meaning that according to Rav Elazar, he's being mazbe the sefer, that the Mishnah, you're postling the Aden that the Baal Din brings, and Rav Elazar says that the two are postling the Aden. But what's the race you're talking about? What's the race you're talking about? Yosef, what's the race you're talking about? Arkosha Masuria. We go back to that answer that we had in the Gemara. All the way back, guys. We're going back to the answer of Arkosha Masuria. Okay? We're sticking with that answer. And it was talking about what? Not that I'm postling anyone, but what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm saying I don't want to be judged by you. That's what Rashi said. Remember how Rashi was Masbar Arkosha Masuria? I don't want to be judged by you. Not that he's saying you're a murderer or a gambler. Lo rotsa, what was the Lashon of Rashi? Lo rotsa ladun lefanav. I don't want to be judged by you. You follow me? So let's get down. According to the Chiddush Aran, Rebbe Lazar is just solving the safe for the case of the Aden. But the case of the Rasha remains our kosher the Surya. Okay? And therefore, the reason why you can postle them is because why? The Mishnah doesn't have to be talking about both the Adam and Dayanim talking about when you're coming to apostle them. Why do you need both cases to talk about the same thing? So the Adam case is talking about when you're apostling them. The Dayanim case remains Arkosha Masuria. Okay, you got that? Now, if you look in the Sefer Torah Chaim, I brought it in. The Torah Chaim points out, if you look in the Tur, we looked it up in the Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Yud Gimel, if you look in the Tur, the Tur presents Rav Elazar as talking about both cases. Please get it down. Ba va'akra l'poslon, both in the case of Adam and the case of Dayanus. I'll read you the Tur. Thank you, Eli, for bringing it in. He says, "Imin ba echad lifsol dayan shemir karein shomlo v'afil yesh lo akar shemeir kedvar v'lo meboy poslon l'vada lomer shugazan afilu poslon b'chlamish b'ochid ein shomlo v'nogei b'davu." He says, "Beferish the Tur." So it comes out of machlokus between the Chiddush Aran and the Tur. When Rabbi Lazar gives his answer, is he changing both the Reisha and the Sefer, or only the Sefer? Chiddush Aran says only changing the Sefer. Who v'acher bol l'posel? Whereas the first thing, the Dayanim case remains our kosher Masuria. Yes? Whereas the Torah Chaim points out that the Tur learned that Rabbi Lazar is changing both, Eli. You follow me? That the cases that you're coming in with another aid to apostle the Adam and apostle the Adam. Now you're asking, what are you going to ask? Why do you do both cases? So listen to this. So he answers it beautifully. What does he say? Because if you just had the case of Dionysus, what would you say? I would think Remeir says you can always retract. Why can you always retract? Because you can always find another Bezdin. But by Adam, there's no other Adam around. So once you make your pledge of allegiance by Adam, even Remeir would be masking that what? That you can't be close to him. Go the other way. And if you just had Adam, I would think only the Rabbanan saying the Adam case you can't be Choserbo. Because there's only these Adam. But in the case of Dayanim, I would think the Rabbanan could be masking Remeir, you could retract because there's always another basin you could find. That's why you need both cases. So I want you to get down in technicality and shot in the Gemara. It emerges a Machlokes Chiddush Aran against the Tur, according to Torah Chaim, when Rabbi Elazar says Ba'akar L'Poslon, is it only the Adam case, the Sefer, is it also the Reisha? The Tur says both, and the Chiddush Aran says no, only the Sefer. So what's the answer in Reisha? Arkosha Masuria has nothing to do with Paslus. Just L'Adun L'Fonav. I don't want to judge in front of you. I don't want you to be to my dying. Okay, so that's a shtickle Torah L'Maisa. I want you to get L'Maisa how to read the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, we got it clear. All right, go ahead now. Jeremy, let's go. Adam, let's go. Okay, go ahead, Jeremy. What do you say? No, kol kamin, read again. What does kol kamin mean? What does kol kamin mean after yesterday? We did it like three times, no? What's kol kamin?
Power.
Do you have enough power? Do you have enough power to two guys to come in and possibly set? Kol kamin, right? You got that now. Now you'll never forget it. Kol kamin. Do you have enough koyach? Go ahead. Nogea what? Why is he no gay of Aedis? You tell me, why is the guy no gay of Aedis? The guy's no gay of Aedis because why? He's talking about his own din Torah, right? Each guy is what? One guy brings in Aedim, then I owe, Yosef brings in Aedim, I own money, and then I want to apostle him with another guy, with Eli? I'm no gay of Aedover. I don't want to pay the money. Right? What does no gay of Aedover mean? Literally, how do you translate the word no gay? Touching. What it means, you have a self-interest. You have a self-interest on this Eidus. You have a self-interest on this Eidus. You have a self-interest on this Eidus. That's what Nogeya Eidus means. So the Gemara thinks it's like a Karov, and the Hava mean it. So if it's like a Karov, therefore, what does it mean? The Gemara says you're Nogeya Eidus, right? So you're Nogeya Eidus. So what's the Gemara answer? Go ahead. Go ahead, Amar Rav Acha.
Amar Rav Acha, Kigon Shekara Alav Arar.
Error. No, it's not because you're a Karov, you're only possible in this case. There's an integral problem. There's an inherent problem in you. That's what Karov error means. There's a protest about you. It's not just time you're a Karov, in this case you're bad. There's something inherently wrong with you. Go ahead. Error.
Demai.
Come on, let's go. Error, Demai. What's the error? Go ahead.
Error, Demai. Ulema, error, Degazal.
If it's a protesting that the guy's a Goslin, go ahead.
Kol kamine?
Nogeya? I'm also Nogeya Eidus to call this guy a Goslin. Why do you trust me that I'm calling him a Goslin? Go ahead, Ella. It's an error to Pagam Mishpacha. It's an error of Pagam Mishpacha. What are you saying about this guy's ancestors? This guy's ancestors is an Evid. The Gemara says, Baba Kama and Pechesam and Av Evid Knight is Pusilatus. A Goslin is Pusilatus. On Chafayim and Beis. The pasuk says, "Altashik yachin rashul yos eid chamas." An eved k'naini. What's an eved k'naini? A man bought off the slave market. He's given milah and tefillah. He's a half Jew. The Rambam says, "If you free him, according to the Rambam, you want to become a full Jew. You need tefillah shniyah." According to Mukiyoshi, tefillah shniyah is only the rabbanim. But he's pasulatus. So, what are you saying about this family? This guy's ancestors is an eved k'naini. I'm not talking about this guy straight up. I'm talking about this guy's family. This guy's family is a problem. But I'm not talking about him directly. It's going to trickle down on him. Plug it in. Go ahead. Remeir Savar.
Remeir Savar. Hani Amishbacha Kmasavi. Ki'u Memela Kapasul.
Ah, that's what Memela means. He consequently becomes Pasul. The word Memela, Adam, is consequently. I'm not directly testifying about that guy. So therefore, Remeir says, I'm Kusher. I'm Kusher. Because I'm testifying about the guy's family. What do the Chachamim say? Go ahead. At the end of the day, what's the din? At the end of the day, what's the din? Are you postling this guy at the end of the day? Yes or no? Are you postling this guy at the end of the day if he's from this family? Yes or no? Yes. So I don't care. At the end of the day, you are a Nogei Adam. You follow me? So it is incumbent upon us to mimazur what on earth is this machlekes all about? Between Remeir and the Chacham. You follow me, Adam? You're talking about the guy's family. I'm not talking about the guy directly. Remeir says that's fine. I don't care if it trickles down, Apostle Sir. Chacham say, what are you talking about? At the end of the day, he's from that family. This is screaming at us. What is the lumdus in this machlekes? What is the lumdus in this machlekes, Remeir and the Chacham? When you come along with another guy and guy. You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara is screaming at us, what is the lumdus in this machlekes? Right? What is the machlekes? Read the Rashi there, Pagam Mishpacha, go ahead. Right, Shalom Nishtacher, he was not freed. How do you read that Rashi? Shalom Nishtacher, Ba? Right? Upostle. He was not what? He was not free. The whole family remains avadim. And therefore, if the whole family remains avadim, therefore, what you're postling. Right? What does it mean, Shalonish? How do you read that Rashi, Shalonishtacher? Evid, who shemishpachas, Evid, Shalonishtacher, ba. This aid is coming and say, this family wasn't free. Upostle, who mishpachtoi. You follow me? You read it together. Evid, who shemishpachas, Evid, Shalonishtacher, ba. This aid is coming and saying this family was never free. Go ahead, next Rashi. He's not coming to testify because they had an aid itself. It's interesting. He says like a different aidus. It's like, and it's not Nogeya B'Dam. It's kind of like Palgina Dibur a little bit, no? It's like he refocuses only on the family and not the guy himself. No, that's the way Rashi seems to say it. So I want to suggest the following, guys. Let's get this. I want you guys to get this whole mahalat now. Gabi, let's get this, okay? Gabi, you got me? I want you to get this whole mahalach down. This is a mamish, a mahalach we try to build, okay? What is the problem of a nogei b'davar? Okay? Why is a nogei b'davar pusulatus? Touching. Why is touching a guy who has a self-interest pusulatus? Okay? This is a fun Yaakov. You got this? Let's get this down. Why is a nogei b'davar? You got this? Why is a nogei b'davar pusulatus? Yeah? Let's get it down. Zach, you got it? Why is a nogei b'davar? Gabi, please write this in, okay? Let's get this whole mahalach. Why is a nogei b'davar if someone has a self-interest pusulatus? Why? What's the reason? So there are two major approaches that we're going to prove in the Rishonim, and we're going to prove is really the machlokas in the Gemara. And there are many nafkaminas for it. The first reason why a guy that nogei b'davar is pusulatus is as follows. And that is that we're afraid he's a liar. Chash mishaker. If you have a self-interest, then you're a liar. And if we're concerned you're a liar, you're pusulatus. Yaakov, you got this? Come on, let's get it down. You remember. Why is a nogei a pusulatus? Adam, you got this? Is it because of Yichshash Meshaker, or is it because an Adam is Karov Eitzel Atzma? Since he has a self-interest, therefore the man is what? The man is Pusulatus.
Wouldn't the two be linked?
No, because one has nothing to do with the other. One is more a subjective problem, Yichshash Meshaker, and therefore I can't believe him, and the other one is more of an objective, a formal issue.
Why?
That he's a Karov.
The reason that he's a Chashash Meshaker is because he's a Karov.
No.
Why else would
no,
he
no, it's not. Nice?
Why
he
else would
these
he
are, the Nogei is pusulatus. Think.
I'm saying. But the reason that...
What do you mean that's what you're saying?
He's saying that... He
lying has nothing to do with being related.
I understand that, but why would he be a Chashash Meshaker unless...
Because he has a self-interest.
That's what I'm saying. So without...
That doesn't make you a Karov.
Without being a Karov,
forget about number two. Say this on its own. You can't lie in testimony tonight to the source of difference.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with a Karov. So Moshe Naro.
But why would he be a Chashash? Why is he a Chashash Meshaker?
Because he has a self-interest. That doesn't make you a relative. That's a completely different soul. Scratch away number two. You never heard of a Karov in your life. I still would pass it based on a Chashash Meshaker. It's a ninth of the source of difference. It has nothing to do with number two. Psul of Karov is a formal psul, Pinchas. Chashash Meshaker is lying in court. You don't have to be related. You're not telling the truth.
I understand that, but I'm saying.
Okay, I don't understand what your question is. Okay, I'm telling you at a conceptual level.
What's the true difference between Nogei and Karov?
We're gonna mention a lot of nafkaminas, but the Maisa, you don't see that these are two separate psulim.
No,
one has nothing to do with another.
I see that, but I.
So then, what are you asking?
In general, what would be the difference between a Nogei and a Karov? In Nogei after the case and a Karov.
If a nogeya is a chashash meshaker, has nothing to do with karov.
I understand. I'm
nothing
saying
to do with it.
Nogeya by itself.
What do you mean nogeya by itself? Nogeya is pusulatus. Why is a nogeya pusulatus? Okay. Is he pusul because I'm afraid he's going to lie, or because formally he is a karov?
Yeah.
So what are you asking?
Why would you be concerned that he's going to lie because he's a nogeya b'davar? But whatever. It's fine.
No, you keep saying the same thing.
Karov is a substitute.
This is an arrow. This is an arrow.
I understand.
They're both separate arrows. They're both independent. So what are you asking?
Sorry.
I don't understand what you're asking. You keep saying that a nogeya is a karov. That's one way of viewing a nogeya as a karov. Another way of using a nogeya is a chashash meshaker. He's not a karov. You don't have to say this possibility says it's not a karov. You're not related. Formally, you're not related. You're not related. You have a self-interest, but you're not related. Truth is, you're not related. If you think about it the most, I would say this is the most obvious one, chashash meshaker. I'm not related. Krovim are the Shiva Krovim. Done. To classify an Nogei as a Karov, I never would say like that. It's a Chiddush to me. But we're going to see the Rishonim saying, and it's in the Gemara itself. Okay? So these are two distinct reasons why a Nogei B'davar would, in fact, be pusulatus. Okay? If you have a self-interest. Is it because subjectively I'm afraid he's going to lie? Or is it because, number two, I objectify him and say, you are now a Karov in quotes. Even though really blood relatives, he's really not. Okay. It could be, based on this, that maybe, let's say it right off the bat, that that's the machlokas or meir in the Chachamim right here. Adam, why is that the machlokas or meir in the Chachamim right here? Because it's possible to say that when this guy comes in, the Baal Din, with another aid, and he says, oh, that family, that guy's ancestors are Avadim, and therefore it trickles down that this guy's in heaven. Why is that acceptable? Because you're not a Baal Dover by the family. Reb Meir's of the opinion, Beferish, that the Geder Adin is that you're a Baal Dover, a Karov, and since Legami the Mishpacha, you're not, because the Din Torah is not against his family, it's about what? It's about this guy, Legami the Mishpacha, you're not a Karov. Ain't Karov a Baal Dover. For our purposes, Karov and Baal Dover is the same thing. So it comes out, Reb Meir will say, Kosher, you're believed. Well, my, so the guy can passel him. You don't need a raya. Reb Meir holds passel. Nachum, what do the Chachamim hold? What do the Chachamim hold? Chachamim hold, the reason why a Nogei B'Dover is what? Is passel because of a Chashash B'Shaker. Because of a Chashash B'Shaker, therefore, I don't care whether you talk about the guy's family. At the end of the day, does the guy trickle down to become an Eved? Yes, he does. And therefore, I'm afraid you're lying. So it could be this major machloikis that we're pointing out could be goof of the machloikis or mayor and what? And the chacham. Okay? Maybe that's goof of the machloikis. They're arguing fundamentally what is the psul of Nogaya. You follow me, Jeremy? And therefore, if we're concerned you're lying, I don't care if you're talking about the guy's family. At the end of the day, it's going to affect the guy you're arguing with. No matter, I'm afraid you're lying. If you're talking about a formal Karov or Baal Dover, that's only vis-a-vis his family, Lamaisa. And I'm not the guy of the family. And therefore what? Therefore it should be okay. Now where do we find this? Where do we find this? Okay, and there are many nafkaminis that we're going to see. This pshat is said by the Sefer Yege Aryeh. Now usually when you have a mahalich in the Rishonim Achronim, usually you don't want to necessarily told it on the Machlokas Tanoim because we paskin like the Chachamim. But for our purposes today, that's what we want to show. Gabi, you got this? You are coming with another aid and saying that the family is a problem. Are you acceptable? Well, if I say it's an issue of a Baal Dover or a Karov, that's fine because I'm not a Karov to the guy's Mishpacha. I'm not a Baal Dover. I'm fighting with him. But if you say it's a Chashash Mishak, at the end of the day, it's a problem. Let's look. I wanted to show you the case in Shas where this is seen. Does everyone have? Let's look at the Gemara Baba Basra. Whoever doesn't have, Yosef, you Tani, pass it out. Let's look at the Gemara here in Baba Basra. Okay? Let's look at this case with the Rimigash. Okay? The Rimigash was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. In fact, the Rambam writes in one place historically that when he would look at his father, he could see the Rimigash. Because the father of the Rambam was a Talmud of the Rimigash. Thank you, Tani. And therefore, Imamish, he looked like him. There was a great Gaon from Shaldim, was a Ben Bias of Mrs. Zalman. And he, Imamish, if you look at pictures, they look the same. It's a Ben Bias. He was a great Gaon. And Lamaisa, he was Nifter before I came to the yeshiva. And Rav Salaznik. His name was Rav Salaznik. He was a Ben Bias of Mrs. Zalman. And if you look at pictures, then they look like one another. So the Rambam writes, when he looked at his father, it was like he was looking at the Rimigash. His father, Mamish, looked like the Rimigash. It's the Talmud of the Rimigash. So let's read the Gemara here in Baba Basra. Guys, this is Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, Adam, you got it? Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's cut off a little bit on the top. I'm sorry, the dot Mem Gimel. Go ahead. I wanted you to see this because this is the Makor. Go ahead. The Amar. Oh, what does this mean? Let's follow this, guys. Okay? Gabi, you got me? Let's say I borrowed money from Ellie. Okay? Ellie lent me money. $100. He could come to me. and said, Rabbi, give me cash. What happens if I don't have cash? If after I lent, if after I borrowed money, let's say I sold my parking lot to Yosef, there's a shibud on the property. If I don't have cash to pay back Eli, he can go and take the land. Let's say the parking lot is worth $100 too. So he first comes to me, I'm sorry, Eli, I don't have cash. He could go ahead and take the field. Now I sold it to him. Shalom Bachrayas. What does Shalom Bachrayas mean? That there is no guarantee. Meaning I tell Yosef, I write in the contract, I say, Yosef, it's taken away, I am not reimbursing you. You are gambling. I am selling you this parking lot, and the halacha is that if it's taken away by one of my creditors, you should know you're not reimbursing me. Correct? Okay. Jeremy comes from left field and says to Yosef, that parking lot, Jeremy says, is his old parking lot. And he said, Yosef says, but you bought it from Rabbi Hirsch. Jeremy says, baloney. It wasn't mine. I'm a thief. It was always Jeremy's. Everyone got the case? Can I testify now on behalf of Yosef? Yes. I borrowed money from Eli. After the loan, I sold my parking lot to Yosef. There's a shibud on that. I told Yosef, if it's ever taken away from a creditor of mine, I'm not reimbursing you. Jeremy comes up and says, that parking lot was always his from 100 years ago. And I sold it. It wasn't mine. I was a thief. No, no, I sold it to Yosef. Okay? So listen to this. Now that there is a problem, Jeremy comes forward and there's a fight now between Jeremy and Yosef. Whose parking lot is? Can I testify on behalf of Yosef and help him out? Yes or no? I'm no gay bedover. Why am I no gay bedover? Because why? Because I want Yosef to keep it in the event that Eli comes to me and I have no cash to pay him. I want the out that he can go out of Yosef. So therefore, I want to be able to keep it by Yosef so it'll be what? I don't want people calling me a Russia that I borrow money and don't pay back. You follow me, Gabi? So I am no gay of the dover. This is the mucker and shots, guys. I am no gay of the dover. So I cannot testify on behalf of Eli. Baba Basra, on behalf of Yosef. Mem Gimlum and Aleph. Look at the Rashbam there. You see the Rashbam? The fifth wide line. Go ahead. Jeremy, Mimnei. The fifth wide line at the end of the line. Mimnei Shema Amida. The fifth wide line in the Rashbam. Mimnei Shema Amida. I have no other land. I don't want people saying I'm a Russia, that I stiffed Eli. So I want that land to stay by Yosef. Right? So I'm an okay there. I'm puzzled. So look at the next page. This is unbelievable, guys. The Rimi guy asks, he says, I don't understand, Freck the Rimi guy. What are you worried about? What is the Rimi Gash say he's worried about? Ask the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash asks an unbelievable kasha. He says, "We're choshish that I'm gonna falsely testify, so that people won't say I'm a Russia. What am I gonna do? The issue of testifying falsely is much worse. If you're not afraid of Lahayi Sheker, then obviously I shouldn't be afraid of people calling me a Russia, right?" Look at the Rimi Gash inside. Look at the Rimi Gash. Yesh Kan Lisho. You see where I underlined? Go ahead, Jeremy. Yesh Kan Lisho.
On the second
page? Yeah, Gufa, where it says. Yesh Kan Lisho. The fifth line in, sixth line in, right here. Yesh Kan Lisho. He says. Yesh Kan Lisho, right here. Go ahead.
Yes, can Lisho. If I shin on the baby checker, the one we have a love of Russia.
Valim. Ah, he says it's much worse. Does anyone hear this, Kasha? I'm not allowed to testify for Yosef. Why am I not allowed to testify for Yosef? You don't trust me. Because I want Yosef to keep in the event that Eli what? Comes to me for money. I don't have money. I want Eli to be able to collect. So therefore, you know, I'm not trustworthy. I'm not trustworthy because I don't want people to think I'm a Russian. So I'm not trustworthy. I'm going to make up a story. Isn't that much worse? Isn't testifying falsely much worse than people thinking you're a Russian, you don't pay back money? It's much worse. Much, much worse. So the Rashbam is asking a great kasha. What do you mean? Halach l'maisa. If you're so concerned, l'maisa, that I don't want people to what? I don't want people to think that I'm a Rosh and I don't pay back. What's worse of an Israeli? Testifying falsely. If I'm worried about the lower one, I should be worried about the better one, so therefore I should be kosher to testify. That's the kasha of the Rimagash. I'm worried about people saying I'm a Rosh and I don't pay back, so I'm for sure worried about the night that serves a dibris. No? It's a bomb kasha. And then he goes on to say, Betharish, we don't find this Lamaisa. The Torah says, what are you worried about? Don't talk, maybe he won't get the story right. By Dayanim, we're afraid maybe they're not going to see it straight. But Anus, it's a Dabra Tali Re'ia. You either know it or you don't know it. So in other words, there's no games here. Either I know it's mine, right? I know it was Yosef's, or it's not Yosef's. So that's the bomb kasha of the Rimagash. Okay? So the Rimagash gives two terutzim. Okay? The Rimagash gives two terutzim. We got the kasha klor? Yaakov, you got the kasha? Gabi, you got it? It's a great kasha if you think about it. So this is early Rishon in the Rimagash. It's a bomb kasha. I'm not allowed to testify. I'm not allowed to testify because, we're afraid that I'm going to lie. Because why? I don't want my image, I don't want people calling me a Russia that I borrow money and don't pay back. What do you mean? If you're worried about that, you should be worried about the bigger Isser, which is lying on testimony. So believe the guy. That's the Rimagash's kasha. So the Rimagash gives two terutz. You hear? You see the bottom? Yesh Lahashiv? Four lines from the bottom. Go ahead. Caven to what?
Lemeavad.
Elahai. Go ahead. Wow. What's the answer? There's a big difference. No one knows I'm lying. No one knows that I'm lying if I'm testifying falsely. No one knows that. Only the Abishter knows that. I don't care. The guy doesn't care about what the Abishter thinks. He only cares about people think, his own image. We've discussed that. All people sometimes care about is their image. The most important thing is the Abishter. Or in yourself, can you look yourself in the mirror of what you're doing? Right? No one knows. He's worried about his image. That people are going to say he's a Rush, he didn't pay back. People are going to say I didn't pay you back. I'm worried about my image. I'm not worried about lying falsely because no one knows I'm lying falsely except the Abishter. That's the answer of the Rimagash. First answer. So the Rimagash, guys, in the first teretz, definitely holds that Nogea is what? What's the lumdus of Nogea? You tell me. Chash, Meshaker. There is no doubt. Chash, Meshaker at him. That is why Nogea is a problem. Because we're afraid you're a liar. And the thing is that I'm going to lie here because only Hashem knows, no one else. Oh God, but people saying that I stiffed Eli, I don't want people saying that. So therefore, the issue is Chash and Shaker. What's the second Terrence? Go ahead.
Ready?
Yes, Tani.
What does the Onus Rahman Apatri have to do with the answer?
No, because Onus Rahman Apatri is he's saying that even what? Lo Nikolay Bachid, Dimashumi De Shamayim came to Lesley Midi, my Islay Lamebrachi. Right? Have we honest? I'm just going to patre. Right? In other words,
if he's lying, he's
no. What he's saying is that when Lo Nichle, he doesn't want to be a love or rush of Lo Yishalim. Lo Yotzis Yishamayim who the Lo Nichle b'Hachi. Because if it's Bishumi Deshamayim, he's not getting anything out of it. Right? Halacha Lamaisa. The issue is not being Shamayim. The issue is what he's saying. The issue is not Shamayim. The issue is Ben Al Chaveiro. All he cares about is Ben the people. He doesn't care about Shamayim. You follow me? That's what he means. Okay? So the Teretz Rishon Stas Meshaka. Go ahead, Jeremy. What's the second one? Inami.
Inami is Hashiv the Hadalom, a Kabiran Tadija, Lab, Yishim the Hashimon, the Shekanu, Adam Yishim the Kevan, the Lord Nichale, the Mavi, the Rasha, the Lord Yishan,
the Kamati Le Hanom, he said, when he gets Hanom from the testimony, Havale.
Havale, command the Masi.
So what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is what? He's not considered to be an aid at all. That's the second answer. Anything that revolves on yourself, and if I testify, Yosef, that was your property, why am I doing it? Because it's no gay to me. If it's no gay to me, you're not an aid. Because you're a Karovitz Alatzmo. Karovitz Alatzmo, ain't no shame aid. That's why you can't testify. So these two Terutzim guys of the Rimegash set up for us for millennia at Bias Gol HaMashiach that this is the lundus of the 2 days of why no Gaya B'davar is possible. From these two Terutzim of the Rimegash in Baba Basra Memdalen Amaralf. This is what he's fighting. And therefore, at the end of the day, the halacha is that what? The halacha is that I can't testify. Either because I'm a chashash and I'm going to lie, because I don't care about Hashem, God forbid, but that's what this guy's doing. Or the second there is I can't testify because it's about myself. And it is no gain of myself. So these are the two terutzim that this Rimigash reflects very strongly. Okay? So it comes out, now we have many nafkaminas that we have to see now with these two approaches of Nogei B'Davar. We already said that may be the Machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim. I want to start with the following, okay? First of all, the Shach in Simen Lamed Zayin, okay? The Shach in Simen Lamed Zayin says, because of this Kasha, the Levush, you know, the Levush wrote this, what's Levush's Sefer in Choshen Nishpat? The Levush lived in the 1500s. It's called the Ir Shushan. A lot of his Sfarim were based on the Pasuk by Mordechai. Tchelis Chur, you know, he named all his Sfarim based on that Pasuk. So the Sefer in Choshen Mishpat is called Ir Shushan. So the Levush is of the opinion, Halacha Lamaisa, that the Psul Nogeya is because of Adam Karov Eitz Latzmo. That's what the Levush says. Adam Karov Eitz Latzmo. And the Shach and the Taz say no way. The Shach Visma, in the beginning of Simen Lamed Zayin and Choshen Mishpat say no, that it's a chashash neshaker. Okay? The Ir Shushan arrived at his shita because of this kasha of the Levush. So what I want to bring out now is the following. And that is, Halach Lamais, it seems to be, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Tetvav Halacha Aleph, is mashma that it's considered to be a karov. That's what Imre Bina. You're a karov etzel atzmo. That's what Reb Shmuel says, that the Rambam says it's considered to be what? Karov etzel atzmo. So it's not only Levush, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, and Perek Tet Vav Halacha Aleph is mashma b'feirish that it's considered to be a bal davar. You're mayin on yourself. So let's give some nafkaminis now, guys. Let's get them. Okay? Number one nafkamine, halacha lamaisa, that comes up in this psul. I want to start from our very own Gemara. What do you mean I want to start from our very own Gemara? The Or Zeruah has a suffix, okay? The Or Zeruah has a suffix in the following case, okay? The Or Zeruah is in Chelik Dalet, Piskei Seret, and Simen Tes. Let me ask you. According to the Chachamim, is this guy believed? According to the Chachamim, you came with another fellow, and you said that those what? Those Edom, of your Edom, Jeremy, are apostle. They're from a Mishpach of an Eved. What do we say according to the Chumim? You're not believed, right? Let me ask you, are you not believed legabi our din Torah? Are you believed legabi other dini Torah? Meaning, is that guy considered to be an Eved for other dini Torah? Kind of like Pagin and Dibura? Or do we say that what? I'm not acceptable at all. Or do we say that I'm not acceptable at all? You follow what I'm saying? What do the Chum say in the Shita? What's the Gemara say? Chum say you're not believed at all. Chum say you're not believed at all, correct? So what does it mean you're not believed? Does that mean you're not believed like having this din Torah? Or regarding other dini Torah, he is called an Eved, and therefore he'd be possible ladies in other dini Torahs? Or do we say he's totally not Nemet at all regarding that guy? Again, I'm coming with another A. What's the case of Rabbi Lazar? That's what we did in the beginning. I'm coming with another guy and passing his Adam. I'm calling he's from a family of Avadim. So I'm not believed according to the Chum. When the Chum say you're not believed, you're not believed only the guy with this din Torah?
Are you not believed to, meaning?
To say that the guy's an Eved.
Okay.
So am I only not believed in this din Torah? Or am I totally never believed? Meaning, in another din Torah, which I have nothing to do with, will he be kosher latest? Is he called an Eved or not? You follow me? Shar Eduyos. That's the first Nafka meaning. Shar Eduyos. What would you say to that? That's the words of Ruth Suffolk. What would you say to that? Adam, what would you say to that? I would tell you that if it's a chash v'shaker, throw the whole thing out. I would say Nafka Minas. We're writing Nafka Minas now, guys. If it's Shari Duyos, I would throw the whole thing out. He's not from a family of an Eved at all. He's always good. If you hold he's a Baal Dover, listen, I'm only a Baal Dover like I might didn't Torah. But like the other Eduyos says, why don't you take my Eidus and say it's from an Eved the Mishpacha? And therefore it'd be possible. So within the Chachamim, who we wrote on the board holds Chash Meshacher, the way you want to say it is it it's just Chash Meshacher? But maybe it's also Baal Dover. So I'm going to write in brackets. Also Baal Dover and Karov. Baal Dover, Karov. Okay? Is it a Baal Dover or Karov? Is it a Baal Dover or Karov? Nerz is a Chash Meshacher, plus the fact he's a Baal Dover Karov. There's two psulim. And since there are two psulim, therefore, halacha l'maisa in our case will be puzzle, trickles down, and also maybe what? Maybe I would say the question is what is accentuates? What is the major motif? If the major motif, Yosef, is chash meshacher, you throw the whole thing out. By other eduses, he'd be kosher. If you say Baal Dover, he would be kosher for other eduses. His only problem for this one. You follow me? That's the first, that's a suffix in the word Zarua. I want you to get it down. Suffix or Zarua. Number two. The Hagos Ashri, right here, in the back of the Gemara, I gave you Osbav. The Hagos Ashri. Kore Ragil Likro Lo Gazlan. Before this din Torah, for years, he's been calling this guy a goslin. For years. Now emerges a din Torah regarding himself, and we come together, and we testify that Mr. X is a goslin. But I've been calling him a goslin for years. Not on my own din Torahs. You follow me, Adam? I've been calling him a goslin for years. For many years I've been calling him a goslin. Now it happens to be that the din Torah is mine. I've been testifying in court that the guy's a goslin for many years. So plug it in for me. I'm writing Gos Ashri. Number two is the Hagos Ashri. I think it's in right here in the back by us. I think it's Osvav. It's a three-line Osvav in the Gos Ashri. Okay? It's Beferish here in the Gos Ashri. Okay, unbelievable lashon. He says, He says, "Davi ragil lememar osvav hay baldin avi gazan kodem ze amaisi mehemen ulo." Plug it in for me. What do you say, Ben? If you hold what? If you hold the psul of nogay is a what? Is a chashash meshaker? What do you mean? I've been believed for many years. I've been calling him a gazlan. So now it's my din Torah, so what? I should be believed. I already have it established that I've been believed. But if you say that now, the psul is what? That you're a karov, yes? If I'm a karov, then it's no gay to me, I'm out. I don't care what's been happening before. How many times I've been calling him that. That's another beautiful nafka meaning. That goes ashri suffik. Okay? You follow me, Tani? Because for many years I've been calling him a goslin, right? So if for many years I've been calling him a gazel and I've been believed, all of a sudden now you're not going to believe me? Why should that be? You follow me, Ellie? I've been doing that for many years, so I have an emunus. If you say it's an objective problem, I'm out. Okay? Oh. Now, Lamaisa, a third nafkamina now that comes up. This is besides the pshat that we said in the Gemara. Actually, this is number one. This is number two, the Rimigash. The Gemara was number one, number two is the Rimigash. This is basically three. This is four. And now we're coming up with a fifth nafkamina that revolves around this. Listen to this. What happens in the following case? The Karen Ora on this Gemara says, listen to this. I'm not believed, halacha l'maisa, regarding this guy, that he's a gazel, correct? But am I believed l'gabi the mishpacha? Can you make a split and say that I should be believed l'gabi the mishpacha? What would you say, Jeremy? Am I neman? I called this ancestors of Adam. I'm not believed l'gabi the guy who's in my face, who's the aide, the other guy's aide, but I am I neman l'gabi ha-mishpacha? What do you say? What would you say, Jeremy? If it's chashash v'shak, I throw the whole thing out. No? But if you say it's a karov, I'm not a bal dover l'gabi the mishpacha. It's kind of like I'd say palgini dibura, you know? I believe l'gabi the mishpacha, not l'gabi him. It's a beautiful nafkimin. You know how the Karen Ora writes it? Throw the whole thing out. Because he holds chashash v'shak, or do we accentuate that? You follow me? If you accentuate that, then therefore, what, you throw the whole thing out? That's a fifth nafkamina. This is geschmack, guys. You can build a whole ma'aloch here. A shtikl teire. A nogeya bedover. You're a nogeya bedover. What does that mean, Adam? Does it mean a chash v'shak or a korov? So you never like having the mishpacha. Plug it in. Don't just write five. Plug it in the notes. Like I say, Adam Bechina, you need to plug. You can't just write. I got to plug in. If it's Josh Meshach, you're not Neman. If you're a Baal Dover, you're not a Baal Dover. If he's in the Mishpacha, so you will be Neman. The guy in the Mishpacha. Okay, we're just writing the Nafkamina. You got to plug it in though, in your notes. Adam, you got that? If it's Josh Meshach, you're not Neman. The guy in the Mishpacha. Neman. The guy in the Mishpacha. Oh, Lord, we'll write. Okay, number six. Six nafkamina. And this can be flipped, this next nafkamina. I thought it could be said only one way. The Mishnah Lamelech points out on the Rambam an amazing chiddush. Let's say you got five Adam. One of the Adam is Nogeya B'davar. Do you say Adam Shabbat M'Ksasa Bat L'Kula on the Psul of Nogeya? What do you say? What do you say about that? Mishnah Melech is in Pirkei Hey, Halacha Gimel Hichos Edis. He quotes a Machloikis Rishonim. The Balat Trumas says Edus Mishabot Mitzas Abal Akula Shar Nun Aleph Chelik Dalit Simin Tes 51:4-9 Shar 51 Chelik Dalit Simin Tes 51:4-9 Okay. Sefer HaTrumas says. Sefer HaTrumas says, Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. And who argues? The Rivash. The Rivash in Shuvis Simen Kuf Samaches says, you don't say Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. You throw the one guy out and the rest of the Eidim are good. Ain Omri. Rivash. Ain Omri. What do you say, Pinchas? Plug it in. Let's see if you plug it in the way I would. What do you say? Yeah, if you hold it, Shabbat Miksasa Balakula, that's going with it. Which side? What would you say? I thought not that way. I thought if you're a Chashash Meshach, you're like a Russia. So therefore what? Therefore we should throw the whole thing out. If you hold it to Karov, but he's like a blank, like the Ravid, so he doesn't affect everyone. That's the way I thought of it. The Mishnah Melech said like me.
Unless you view it as a unit theory.
What'd you say?
If you view it as a unit theory.
Well, a Baal Dover is like a blank, a Karov, you know, it's like a blank. If you hold like that Rive, it's like a blank. That's what I thought. So who says like I said? The Stipler. The Stipler thought like I did. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I was Machavin the Stipler and Simon Ted Vav here. But I found Gedolei Achronim that say the opposite of what I said. Bless you. Who are the Gedolei Achronim? The noted Yehuda in Madura Kama, the Prince of Torah, the noted Yehuda. In Prague, the Nossi, or the Prince of Tyre, the note of beauty, Rabbi Cheskel Lando, the chief, you know, chief rabbi of Prague in the late 1700s. The note of beauty writes, even at a Simcha of Zion, says it totally. If you say Baldover, Karov, like Pinchas wanted to say, I want to say like the Rivet version, but if you say Karov Stam, you're a Karov Etzlatzmo, then throw the whole thing out. If you're Shash Meshaker, then it doesn't passel. The other Adim. And Rabbi Chanan says the same thing, Os Kuf Ayin Vav in Baba Basra. So I want you to write that Nafka Minadah, but the Gedolei Achronim have it, a machlek is which way it goes. So how should I write that? Six machlekes, Eich Lahasbir. Okay? So you'll get that now. Machlekes the Stipler on one hand against the Notabuta Rabbi Chanan. I wanted to say, like the Stipler, that if you're a Baal Dover, you're a blank, therefore what? Then you don't say this about Mosasa Makul. If it's Tash Mashaka, then you pass it. The Noda Behuda and the Rebbe Chanan say no. They say, like Pinchas, if you're a Karov, Eda Shabbat Mosasa Balakul, it's not like the version, the Rivet version. Or, and if you say Tash Mashaka, no, it doesn't pass it. You're a Tash Mashaka guy, but you don't pass everyone else. Okay? Let's do a seventh. And an eighth nafkamina. Okay? Seventh and eighth nafkamina legabe this, guys. Let's get it. Let's say, very simple case. You're meyid lichovasa. What's lichovasa mean? To your own detriment. Your self-interest, though, but it's going to mess you over. What would you say in that case? So the Ksos HaChayshin quotes, in Simin Lamed Zayin Sifkot and Tes. Please get the Ksos Simon Lamed Zayin Sifkot and Tes. He quotes that it depends on this. If you're a Baal Dover, then you're done. It's not good. You're out. If it's Kshash Mashaka, you're not lying. It's to your detriment. Okay? Then he gives another nafkamin, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? Before we leave that nafkamin, I just want to point out the Shach does say, please get it, in Simon Lamed Zayin Sifka Nalef, that even if you assume you're a Baal Dover, please get the shock, even if you assume you're a Baal Dover, Halach Lamaisa, you would be Neman to your detriment, because you have no Hana, because you're not Nogaya. So that's not Nogaya anymore. If it's your detriment, that doesn't fall under the rubric of Nogaya anymore. So even if you hold the lumness of Baal Dover, you should be kosher as well. So the shock blows up that Nafkamina against the Ksos. Okay? Because it's really not Eidus on yourself anymore. It's about someone else. So therefore, if you have no Toelis in it, there's no Nafkamina. So we don't view it made al Atzmo. It's not called Nogeya. It's not called a self-interest. It's not called a self-interest if it's to your detriment. So that whole Nafkamina can be blown up. Please get that. That's what the Shach writes. Okay, Reb Shmuel's mad with the Shach like that. It's a beautiful word. Okay? And then, the last Nafkamina we want to give, number 8, is as follows, and that's if you're paid money to testify. Testify if it's true or not. Will you be posel min hatorah or not? So what do you say? What do you say? Noto schar lahoy. Noto schar lahayi. You're paid money to testify. If it's a chash mashaka, you're posel latus min hatorah. If you're a baal dover, it's only going to be a psul min drabanan. Okay? Because here you're not a Baal Dover. The Etzem Eidus is what? It's not about you. You're just being paid. So you'll be Pasul Midra Vanam. There's no self-interest. You're just doing it because you're getting paid, but you're not involved in the case. So if you're a Chash Meshacher, of course you're going to lie. You're getting cash. You're Pasul Min HaTorah. Okay, let's get that down. Again, note the Scharlat. If it's Chash Meshacher, you're Pasul Min HaTorah. Chash Meshacher, right? Pasul Midiraisa. But if it's what? If it's Pasul Midiraisa. If it's Baal Dover, you're not a Baal Dover on it. So you're only possible what? Midrabanan, because it's not good that what? That you're being paid to do it. Allah Lamaisa. So you're only gonna be what? You're only gonna be possible what? Midrabanan al pi din. That's what the Ksos wants to say in a different simon. Please get it. Simon Laman Dalit Sifkot and Dalit. There are two Ksosim on this. Laman Zion Sifkot and Alf, Laman Dalit Sifkot and Dalit. Two Ksosim. So we have what, 8 nafkaminas that we presented, guys, today. Lamaisa. On this din of Nogea, but we started from our Gemara. That's what you got to be, Masbar Gemara. And there the Chum. Sof, sof! The Gemara's Lashon is. Sof, sof! You are a what Nogea Beidus. That's a Chshash Meshaker. Chum hold both Mahalchim. And if you have one of the Mahalchim, it causes you a problem, you're puzzled. Remeir only has Baal Dover. That's Kufa de Machloikis. Ben, you got me? This is the Nafkaminin. This is how we're building up the Sugya. Now, the Rav points out, I want you to get this, he says, where do you ever find that someone's a Choshed Bedover, that he's Posolatus? You know, that you're a Choshed the Meshaker, that you become Posolatus. The Rav was bothered by that. Is there such a category that exists, that if you're a Shash Meshaker, you're a bad guy? So he wants to tiny, yes, there is such a concept. That if you're a Chshas Meshaker guy, you should be puzzled. Now, I want to tell you this is only the Rabbanan psul, though, but I want you to get down the example. If someone eats in the shuk, the Rambam writes in Pirik Yudah Aleph Halacha Hey, Bezuyim. You know what Bezuyim are? Guys who eat in the shuk. I remember once I was in high school in the cafeteria. We were once, you know, there's some guys who eat online, right? Eat on the line. So there's a good friend of mine over here in the cafe. I remember when we were in college, which is not right. It probably was Gezel. You know, you fill up the cup and then drink it. Well, that's Gezel probably, right? But okay. I remember in high school, one guy ate something while I was standing in line. He said, you're like a dog. Because why are you not allowed? You're supposed to eat sitting. You're not supposed to eat standing. So then he said it to another friend of mine. So the guy started barking. He said, if I'm a dog, I'm barking. But the truth is, you're not allowed to eat in the shuk. If you eat in the shuk, you're posolatus. Domo lekelev, Gemara has a kedushin. If a guy walks around the street without any clothes on. The guy's a bizarre guy, obviously. More than bizarre. Is he posolatus? Yes, midrabanan. You can't trust such a guy. He's a bezuyim. Bezuyim are posolatus. Bezuyim are posolatus. So that's what the Rav wanted to say. Posolatus. They are only posolatus midrabanan. I grant you that. But if someone asks you, do you have a category of guys that are choshesh l'shaker, that they're posolatus? Yes. The Rambam says, the Rav says, you have a category called someone's posolatus midrabanan. That's what the Rav wanted to point out. So I want you to get that nekuda that he pointed out. And the Rav also points out very beautifully. I would say we could list this maybe as a 9th nafkaminin. Number 9. A 9th nafkaminin is that in general direction, when you view the psul as being a chshash meshaker, it's only going to be limited, halach lamaisa, and this is what he wanted to say, it's going to be limited, it's not going to be limited at all. If you hold chshash meshaker, it's going to apply in all areas. L'chol, tchume, or chedre, hatayre. To all categories in the Torah. Ishus, Kedushin. If it's an issue of Chshash Meshaker, anytime El you need Aiden, it's not going to be limited to Dini Mominus. Whereas if it's an issue of a Baal Dover, the Rav said, a Baal Dover is Rak Dini Mominus. If you are someone that's involved in a Mominus case, so you're a Baal Dover. But who are the only Baal Dover in Ishus? The man and the woman, the Chassan and the Kala. Gittin, the man and the woman. It doesn't extend. So that's what the Rav wanted to bring out, Lomaisa, that if in fact the view is Chshash Meshaker, that can have many, many ramifications in other areas. Not just limited to Dini Mominus. If it's a Baal Dover, usually you're going to limit that only what to Dini Mominus. For example, there is Yushalmi that Tosfos and Kedushin, Mem Gimel and Beis quotes, that we don't say Shliach Nasa Eid, we only say by Kedushi Shtar, not by Kedushi Kesef. Because Psul of Nogay has been in Chshash Meshaker. So it can apply by Gerishim. It can apply by Gerishim. Halacha L'maisa. It can apply by Gersh. If you assume the psul is a chash mashaker, then yes. See, shliach nasei, can a shliach be an aid or not? So that's a whole machlokes in the Gemara and Kedusha Mem Gimel and Aleph. So halach lemaisa, maybe we say what? We say shliach, lo amrin and shliach nasei aid, except by Kedusha Shtar, by Kedusha Kesef, we don't trust the guy. If a shliach can meet, a shliach delivers money to a woman to get married for the guy, can he be an aid Kedusha, the shliach? If he loses the money,